This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. Right up front, I just want to say that this program is very, very important because it pertains so very much to our faith and who we really are. In fact, the first headline, the countdown has begun. We've been in 50 countries trying to do programs where we went and also seeing the people and gathering who they really were. But I cannot thank God enough for those who have given their lives so that we could have freedom in this country, our men and women. We need to be praying for our men and women in uniform, Jack.
And we thank God for every military person. We love America, and we love you men who've paid a price that we might have freedom.
Oh, yes, Jack. I just thank the Lord so very much. God bless America, and we're praying for all the men and women who are keeping this country free, a democracy. Here is something, the Prophetic Observer. Do Christians and Muslims worship the same God?
Ladies and gentlemen, this blesses my heart because I'm a student of history, and I'm talking about the 19th convention at the Council of Trent for the Catholic Church in 1545 to 47. And this excited me when they said, in this two-year discussion, we've come to three points in our mind concerning Christ's return. The first thing, the gospel will be preached to all the world. And that's, of course, Mark 16:15 and Matthew 24, verse 14, and it's happening. Secondly, there will be a great defection from the Christian faith. When Jesus comes, he said in Luke 18:8, when I return, will I find faith on the earth? And the answer is obvious, no. They're going to turn their backs on the Lord Jesus Christ in great numbers, and that will lead, the Catholic Church said, to the coming of the Antichrist. Oh, it's all here in front of us right now, and the Catholic Church is agreeing with what I teach.
They do, Jack, but the Southern Baptists, the Baptists, the Assemblies of God, they all agree with you totally, Jack. So many denominations, fundamental denominations.
Right, amen.
Now, something else that pastors oftentimes neglect to mention from the pulpit is what we're seeing all around us. It's happening so quickly. A one world government, but a one world religion also, putting all these religions together. How about that one, Jack?
That's prophecy. In the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 1, we have the rise of the world dictator, the infamous Antichrist. And he has power over all kindreds, tongues, people, and nations, verse 7. And all the world worships him, verse 8. Why? Because in that same chapter, beginning with verse 11, we have the false prophet. And, you know, God spoke about some of these prophets. In Jeremiah 14, 14, he said, the prophets are lying prophets in my name, and I have not sent them. And this false prophet is going to be the biggest liar in history. And he promotes the Antichrist by making an image to him in the 15th verse of that 13th chapter. And he's the one who, after 42 months of rule, brings into existence the mark of the beast, the 666 number, as everyone is implanted with that number to buy and sell. Study it. And isn't it strange that a chancellor of Virginia just a couple of years ago, the Bilderbergs, who were behind the building of the New World Order, said, we shall put a microchip in every hand or forehead. Exactly what Revelation 13, verses 16 to 18 says. He causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save he that the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Drexella, next week I'm going to deal about a new prophet that's really rising up in Toronto, and he's called Jesus, but he's a false Jesus, and he's saying 666, that was a wonderful number. We'll talk about that. But the false Christ and the false prophets are here. The Antichrist, yes, what they said at the Council of Trent almost 450 years ago as Catholic leaders is here with us. Antichrist shall come, 1 John 2:18. He's here. And 1 John 2:22 and 1 John 4:3 and 2 John 1, verse 7.
Wow. Christian ministers, two words. What does that mean? First of all, they need to be preaching Christ. Secondly, they need to be ministering. Christian ministers. It's too bad that they are not doing this behind the pulpits in so many churches, and I'm so sorry about that. But the Bible addresses it, naming the word apostate.
1 John 2:18. You're going to hear much about these ministers today who are apostates. They've defected from the faith. They're liars. They're antichrists. And I make no apologies for what I'm going to say because I am angry. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. And I'll tell you, I've never seen such a group of men who've turned against their Christ. And I don't understand what it's all about, but it has to be the spirit of Antichrist entering them. Why? He says, Antichrist shall come. And even now are there many Antichrists. They went out from us. We ordained them. They weren't of us. If they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out and turned their back on it that it might be made manifest. They were not of us. They were Antichrists. They were defectors. They were traitors to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the Word of God, 1 Timothy 4:1, the Holy Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the Christian faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. 2 Peter 2:1, but there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you who privately, secretly shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord Jesus that bought them. And Jude verse 3 says, we are to earnestly contend for the faith once and for all delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men, ungodly men, who crept in secretly, and they are bringing lasciviousness and every kind of filthy talk about our Lord Jesus Christ. But they're going to pay for it.
I want to make something very, very clear. You know, if you don't have Jesus Christ and who the Bible says He is, you don't have a Savior of the world, do you? No. Was Jesus Christ God in the flesh? Was He the Son of God, the Savior of the world, Jack?
Romans 9:5, Christ came who is over all. God blessed forever. 1 Timothy 3:16, great is the mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in the flesh, and He is the Savior of the world, 1 John 4:14. Now, the Quran says, if anyone believes that Jesus is the Son of God, he will burn in hell. You say, that's in the Quran? Yes, in chapter 4, 5, 6, 9, 17, 23, and many other texts. I'm not creating this stuff. I'm not manufacturing. I'm not making it up. I've got the proof. Now, they say you can't believe He's the Son of God. Well, you know what my Bible says? If you deny that He's the Son of God, you're an Antichrist, 1 John 2:22. Is He the Son of God? Remember that great statement Jesus said in Matthew 16, beginning with verse 15 to Peter? Peter, who do you say I am? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And He said, flesh and blood is not revealed this unto you, Peter, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto you that upon this rock that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God, I'll build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. He is the Son of God. You want to know how important this teaching is to God the Father about His Son? He's speaking to His Son in Hebrews 1:8, and He says, Thy throne, O God, is forever. He's calling His Son God, the second member of the Trinity. And here's the only way you can get saved. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Amen.
Oh, Jack, that was the first verse my mother ever taught me in the Bible, John 3:16. Isn't it wonderful to have a Savior? That's why missionaries go to other countries to talk about the Savior. And I want to talk to you right now about the Savior. Have you ever opened your heart to Him? Has He come into your life? Has He cleansed you of all your sins? maybe things there that nobody else knows about, but He will cleanse you. Will you open your heart to Him? Jack, would you pray that prayer of salvation?
Do you believe this book? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Amen and amen. Do it right now. Look at me and pray these words after me. Father, thank you for sending Jesus, your Son. I've sinned, and I'm sorry. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for every sin I've ever committed. I hate my sin, and I want to be cleansed and washed through your blood now. Jesus, I receive you as my personal Savior this very minute. Come into my heart now, Jesus. In your name I pray this. Amen.
Amen. If you prayed that prayer, would you please write to me? There's my address. I'll send you this little booklet absolutely free, First Steps in a New Direction. I don't care what's in your life. You were just forgiven of everything. The Lord just came in and cleansed you. Savior of the world. I want to leave you with a very good thought that I just read this week. These two hath God married, and no man can part. Dust on the Bible and drought in your heart. If you're not reading your Bible, you're going to be empty inside. Get the Bible out. Look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much.